you gotta do is say hello to a man, and they have you whispering in his ear.
It's Sunday afternoon in Sitka, and if there are any musical theater fans out there on Baranoff Island, you can bet they're listening to Anything Goes.
From the Pajama Game, the original Pajama Game, which starred all sorts of fabulous people. That was Janice.
Every Sunday on her long-running show at KCAW, Daily Sitka Sentinel reporter Shannon Hoagland plays show tunes and big band music and interviews artists, young and old, about their craft. But this isn't Hoagland's only contribution to arts in Sitka. Far from it. She's the woman behind the curtain for Broadway Night, the Sitka Film Society, Sitka Community Theater Productions, and the Radio Adventure Hour. She helps with Young Performers Theater and Sitka Fine Arts Camp productions in big and small ways.
I mean, embarrassingly enough, sometimes I'm like making tea, getting snacks for the actors. So being a support person or a volunteer person for the arts sometimes is pretty unglamorous. But someone has to do it. I think that's the main thing.
Hoagland grew up in Bellevue, Washington, in a home where athletic skill was cultivated.
We learned to swim at 6 months old and learned to play tennis at 4 years and learned to ski at 3. But even though my family was super sporty, my mom always gave us opportunities to be involved in the arts.
She came from a big family, so she didn't get to see many plays, but when she did, they stuck with her. She remembers seeing Oliver when she was 5 years old.
And I remember being lost in the story, and I also remember singing the songs afterwards. My mom got the cast album, and my older sister and I would sing the songs, you know, all day long. It was one of the 10 albums I think we had in the house.
She remembers a moment in middle school when she was in the audience at a play. The theater lights went up at the beginning of the performance, and her own light bulb lit up too.
I remember watching, you know, the lights go on, and I was looking at a mansion. I was looking at the inside of a ballroom, and I just remember thinking, someone did that. I mean, that was it for me. I fell in love with kind of the behind-the-scenes work in theater.
So in high school, she enrolled in a technical theater class.
And we learned how to build sets, and we learned how to fix the lamps, the theater lighting. We learned proper theater etiquette. We learned how to be safe. Sometimes we learn that the hard way, unfortunately.
While many theater kids maintain passion for, but not necessarily involvement with, theater after graduation, Hoagland found a way to stay involved and creating in Sitka. She moved here in 1990 and right away began DJing a show.
I started my first day in town. My roommate signed up for the radio volunteer class. And she invited me to come. And she said, it's fun, you know, I want to be on the radio. I got a classical music show right away. And then as soon as I could, Ken, the program director, Ken Fate, gave me a slot and said I could choose the music genre.
That show morphed into Anything Goes. Her longtime friend, Rebecca Paulson, remembers the moment when she realized how strongly Hoagland felt about the genre.
And I was, like, helping her with the show. And I was really into murder ballads and sea shanties, still am. And I did have a little, like, moment of realization that Anything Goes did not include sea shanties or murder ballads. I think that was when I realized that she was, like, really serious about big band music.
But it wasn't until 2011 that Hoagland became heavily involved with local theater behind the scenes. After Sheldon Jackson College closed, community theater in Sitka seemed to fizzle. Hoagland joined a group that wanted to help revitalize it.
I remember my friend at that meeting, we were talking about why we were there, and my friend sitting next to me said, I want to see something. I want to see a play. Like, you know, I live in this small town, I never travel. And I want to see something.
Her friend was addressing a key philosophy of small-town island living.
You can't just go to things. It's like any activity in Sitka. If you want something to happen, you have to do it.
She says it's important to make sure there are creative outlets in the community, and not just for kids.
We have a town that has so many great things for kids. And I think people forget that adults want to be expressive as an artist. And I think what happens is people see a play or come to one of our shows or they go to Broadway and they see it's available here and something inside them says, I want to do that.
She's brought over 100 films to Sitka with the Sitka Film Society. She's produced 6 plays and 2 musicals and 8 annual radio adventure hours. And this month will be the 9th annual production of Broadway Night, a fundraiser for the Greater Sitka Arts Council and a chance for Sitkins to sing their favorite show tunes. Polson nominated Hoagland for the Arts Advocacy Award, so all of Hoagland's unsung work over the years could be acknowledged and celebrated.
She is an amazing, amazing woman. She is brilliant. She loves people, especially teens. She is just so incredibly supportive of young people. And she's really, open to people being who they are and to art being what it is.
Art being what it is, Hoagland says that could mean different things for different people.
It does the same thing for me that it does for all theater people. You get totally lost in the story. You get lost in the characters. For non-theater people, I totally get it. They go there and they are watching people pretending to be other people. And I think it's in our genetic makeup, whether you watch the story and you believe the story or if you don't and you're just embarrassed for the actors.
So the next time you're watching a community theater production, if you do start to get embarrassed for the actors, think of the people backstage instead, the wizards behind the curtain, building the sets, steeping the tea, and making sure everything goes off without a hitch. For KCAW in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.